tell a story for
okay. me. Okay. So just close that screen.
Now you should be good.
All right, we're back here from Larue, Ohio. We are with Mayor Milton Lightfoot. Now, we are up and running this time, back over the air in Marion. Okay, we're going to run a check on that just to make sure. But we do want to remind people again that this event is supported by Sheer Skill Barbers and Styling. Address 70 South High Street, and we know we're on because that's echoing right back through us here. So we are back on. Good to hear. So we will just stay and watch the counter, and that's all we should have to do here. Now, again, this event tonight over here in LaRue is supported by Sheer Skill Barbers Styling, address 70 South High Street in LaRue, Ohio. Phone number 740-499-3374. And again, we're with Mayor Milton Lightfoot. Now, Milton, I want to make sure they had our first conversation. So we're going to, how did you become the mayor of LaRue?
I became the mayor of LaRue when the original mayor, I was on council and president of the council several years back, and she ran for the clerk of courts in Marion County and won, so she couldn't no longer be mayor, and she also moved out of town. So I became, since I was next in line, I moved up. And after that, I just ran for it.
Now, is it every 4 years?
Every 4 years.
Now, do people want to be mayor? Do they come up and run against you? Have you had a challenger?
I think I've been challenged twice.
Now, how are the campaigns over here in LaRue?
Very simple. We just put a few signs in the ground, and that's about it.
Now, the last election, did you win by a good margin?
Yes, I was the only one running.
Oh, well, the last time you were opposed, did you win?
It was pretty good.
Now, I think the statistics I had, 747 people in LaRue?
Approximately, yes.
Do you know about how many vote each time?
Probably 150.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah, that's close to 20, well, a little over 20%. That's not bad at all.
In fact, a couple times it may be... Close to 200.
So, how would you describe the people of LaRue? Civic-minded?
Civic-minded, yes. They're just hard-working people, I guess is the only way to put it. And go to work and come home, and it's kind of like my job to make it as enjoyable as possible and make everything kind of the way they want it to be or close for the majority.
Now, you were here for the Orang Bangs,
yes.
And now there's the Orang Murang,
yes,
which will be tomorrow, 12 to 7. What are your memories of the Orang Bang? We in Marion, of course, have a lot of happy memories of that.
Well, it was a pretty good dance party because there were several bands that usually came in for that 2 days. And, of course, the beer garden was there. Then they had other things, chuck-a-luck and things for the children and so forth. And the parade.
The parade, you know, Charlie Evers is on with us,
yes,
and we were talking about that earlier on. Where did the parade run when it ran here in town?
It started across the tracks and then just came right up through the main part of town, and then turned a corner, and after that it broke up. So we usually had to start, part of it was set up in the park, which is a quarter mile outside of town, I guess, and part of it was set up over on the west side of High Street, and in the school lot on the other side of High Street, and then it all tied together, and it lasted quite a while.
Now, were you?
And Charlie Evers was in the parade more than once.
He was telling us about that earlier, that he had usually came over every year on his bicycle and took part in the Orang Bang parade.
Yes.
Were you born in LaRue?
Yes, I was.
So you've been here all these years?
All these years.
What are the big changes you've seen in close to 8 decades?
Town getting smaller.
Smaller?
Losing businesses.
What was here 50 years ago when this town was a little bigger?
Well, when I was younger, you had was probably two bars, maybe three bars. You had a grocery store, a meat market, another grocery store, where you can buy a drugstore, Lingo's owned the hardware, and Lingo's owned where this vacant lot is next door, a dry goods store, which you could get about anything you wanted.
Now, is this from the family of Walter Lingo?
Yes.
Now, tell people who don't know, because LaRue has some very rich history when it comes to Lingo family and Jim Thorpe.
Well, Walter Lingo was the one who had the Airedale Kennels, and he started the pro football team with Jim Thorpe as a coach and so forth, and they were all Indians, Native Americans, and he brought them together as actually publicity, because during halftime, the Indians would have to parade the dogs and so forth, plus they also worked for him. And so it was this kind of that kind of an affair. It lasted a couple of years. We had the designation of being the smallest community in the United States that had a NFL franchise.
About 700 people here now. In those days, do you know about what the population would have been?
800 to 900.
So not too much bigger.
Not too much bigger, but a lot worse. And I suppose it might have reached 1,000 when I was younger, but it's always that I can remember in that range below 1,000.
What are the big employers in LaRue?
Big employers right now would be Jay Lingo. You have also the Ridgeway Hatchery. They employ people. That's about it.
Now, one of our first ladies in Marion of radio, Madge Cooper, taught in LaRue,
right,
which would have been back in, she was born in 1910, so she graduated in 31, so she would have been here prior to 1940 at the Lennox School, one-room schoolhouse. I know the building was still here last time I was over here.
It may still be here, I'm not sure.
And it was used for storage,
yeah,
at that particular point.
Her home is right out across the river.
Oh, the Guthrie home?
No. The other direction.
Oh, okay.
Where she lived.
Yes.
The Cooper home.
The Cooper, that's right, because the Coopers, her father, Fred, and Salina, lived over here. That's right, because the Guthries were from Marion.
Right.
Yeah. She was always very proud of her LaRue roots. I think coached a basketball team here at one point.
I think she did,
yeah.
Yes.
So there was always a lot of fun, and I think she came and visited the property. I don't know if the family still owns the property or not, since she passed away.
No, I don't believe so.
She lived to be 99, though.
Yes.
So she had a good long life, for sure. It's Friday night here in LaRue. What is a typical Friday night like for you?
For me?
For you.
Probably eat supper and go sit down and watch TV.
If you want to do something fun, what would you go out and do in LaRue?
In LaRue.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of folks come right here to Cooney's.
Yes.
And I'd say other than that, maybe you go to somebody, to a friend's house, and that's about it.
It's a community.
It's a community.
It's a community, and I think in a lot of areas we have forgotten community. But LaRue is certainly a community.
It is still a community.
It absolutely is. Two churches here?
Two churches.
Well attended. I recently attended, sadly, a funeral for one of our friends, Paul Savage.
Yes.
Who did a show on our station for 3 years. And one thing I was so happy for him and glad to see, it was full for his funeral. Hmm. And a lot of funerals, now you don't see a whole lot of people. So it's nice that people came out.
A lot
out.
Of people knew Paul.
Paul,
he was a good man.
Did you know Paul?
Yes.
What are your memories of Paul, since we had him here for so long on the station?
The last time I talked with him was we were both sitting in the cardiac lab, what do we call the reception room out there, just killing time. I don't know why he was there, but for some reason. And we just talked about everything and people that we still remember. And his sister came in, and we talked a while longer. I had Paul in school as a teacher my first year.
Oh, you were a teacher?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And so we just kind of reminisced.
What kind of student was Paul?
Well, that I can't even tell you because I don't remember.
What did you teach?
Well, I taught biology, science, eighth grade science, seventh grade math, physical education, health. And over the years, just kind of do whatever they need.
Did it all.
That's primarily an eighth grade science.
Now, that was that at Elgin?
At Elgin,
yeah.
Junior High.
As you've seen the progression of the Elgin schools over the years, Mary Ellen Withrow,
yes,
from Elgin. Did you know her when she was around the
yes,
area?
Yes, I did.
What was she like in her? We have her on a lot too. What was she like in her younger days?
Well, she was a very sharp lady and knew what she wanted. And I think really, when she wanted certain things to take place, she knew how to get it done.
Were you there when she was the first woman elected to the Elgin School Board?
Yes, I was a teacher then.
Was that as big a deal as we think about it now?
I don't know. I guess I didn't pay that much attention to it. I mean, she was just a school board member.
To watch her ascent from LaRue, from Elgin, to working for the president, what was that like to see in your lifetime?
It was quite interesting, and I know we had taken some eighth grade trips to Washington and always met with her when she was there. And she'd take us maybe, I don't know, we went any place we weren't supposed to go, but she always made the point to be present the time we were in her building.
Just a gracious woman.
Yes.
So, and she listens to the station a lot. So, Mary Ellen, if you're listening, we all say hello back in Marion from LaRue. Now, Mayor, one of the things we're doing over here is the pronunciation, LaRue or LaRue. Now, as the mayor, how do you weigh in on this?
I guess I'm one of the LaRue type.
LaRue type. Now, we've talked about this. Now, LaRue is a French name.
French name.
But you could go LaRue, I guess. Or is that just a derivation that's happened over time?
Well, I think it's probably the way the founder pronounced it himself. Because in my time, I still can remember that some of the LaRue people, not direct descendants of his, but close, owned a farm north of town. And they pronounced their name LaRue.
So they were LaRue.
Yeah.
And that was their last name, and they were
right.
Descendants.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's an inside. That's an
I
inside
had a, an older gentleman tell me a while back the reason, and his family had been here for probably as long as the LaRue family, that LaRue in France, they were accused of being Huguenots, and so they left the country and went to England, and the head of the family then anglicized it and made it LaRue rather than LaRue.
So it was LaRue.
I
understand. So it was LaRue.
Yeah,
but
it might have been in France.
In France, but
in the 17th century or something of that nature.
But in America, we say LaRue.
In LaRue, we say LaRue.
So this is LaRue here.
This is LaRue.
Nobody here would say this is LaRue.
If you were new coming in, you would probably call it LaRue.
LaRue. That's interesting. So it's an Anglo-Saxon change from
what
the French.
Told.
Well, that makes sense
it
to
make
me.
It true, but that's what I was
told. I'd buy it. I'd buy it. In your years here, what are some of the big events that you remember, good or bad, that have happened in LaRue, LaRue?
Well, of course, Oorang Bang has always been a big event. I can remember when I was a lot younger, they used to, some organization brought the carnival in, and so for two or three years, you had carnivals on High Street.
Did any of Jim Thorpe's family ever come back this way?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
And I'm a long ways from an expert on Jim Thorpe, but his sister's been here. I think his brother's been here. A person to ask on that would be Jim Anderson.
Yeah, Jim is, I think he's out of town this week. It's too bad.
It is too bad.
Because we'll have to talk to Jim sometime.
Because he can tell you all about it.
And Bob Whitman did that
Bob
great
Whitman
book on Jim Thorpe.
From LaRue.
Oh, he's from here, but he moved someplace else.
Yes, he lives in Marysville. Well, he did when he wrote the book. I think he lives in Indian Lake now.
See, I was arguing with Charlie this morning about that. I was saying, I think he is from LaRue.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I thought he was.
Right down on School Street.
Yeah.
His mother was the custodian of the junior high elementary when Elgin had two junior high schools.
Is that right? So a lot of education in LaRue.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting place. When I came here a couple weeks ago, I drove down the street here, High Street. This is High Street, right?
Right.
Yeah. Double check. Is there anything located outside of High Street that somebody coming to LaRue would want to go see?
You might want to go see Ridgeway's Hatchery at the other end of town, or Jay Linco, and make sand molds for foundries. It's kind of interesting what they do, but...
Racetrack
is south of town, about 3 miles.
Now, somebody called in today and was telling about the Oorang Moorang, which happens tomorrow.
Yes.
12 to 9 here.
Yes.
And something goes on at that event and I assume why they call it the Moorang is something with a cow.
Right.
Now, can you explain for people in Marion what goes on with this cow?
If you look across the street over there, see that area pinned off, and it's going to be all marked into sections with numbered and so forth. And then you buy a section of a plot of ground, and if a cow plops on your spot, then you get money.
Now this is a what a way to gamble. This is a special cow. It's been the same cow 2 years in a row?
Well, that I don't know.
I think I heard that today.
It may be.
Now, are there a lot of cows in LaRue?
Not a whole lot in LaRue.
So you got to have a special
We're
thing.
Outside of town.
Now, have you placed your bet for tomorrow?
Not yet. But
Not
I have
yet.
Bought a duck.
But you have bought a duck. Tell us about the ducks.
Well, the duck, they have a duck race on the Scioto, which they're usually herded by the firemen, Scioto Valley, and they're the ordinary old yellow bathtub duck that you might have bought for your kids, and they have a number on the bottom, and so you buy the number, and then they'll take all those ducks, those numbers, and dump them up the river, and the first one that comes to the finish line, that's who wins.
That's the duck.
And I think they pay the top three. I'm not sure. At least they used to be three. Yeah. So
this between the cows and the duck, it's a regular casino over here
that's
tomorrow.
That's exactly right.
It's Atlantic City.
I mean, we have this large dairy about 5 miles south, and you've got Ridgeway's Hatchery up north of town, and you have the Terrarium Farm for 5 million chickens about 5 miles to the southwest. So we got plenty of ducks, and I think I should clarify there. It's not a live duck.
Not a real duck. No. A plastic duck. Yeah. Now, I'm fascinated by the cow thing. Is there a trick to that, how you should bet?
I wouldn't know. Maybe a farmer would have an idea.
Do they
were to bet.
Does the cow just wander around?
Just wanders around in this
little
pasture.
Well, that's interesting. But you will be You will buy a spot for the...
You will buy a spot.
Yeah, we'll buy a spot. And the money for the Oorang Moorang goes to what organization?
The Alliance.
The Alliance.
Labor Alliance.
You were telling me earlier the Oorang Bang used to fund...
The park and pool.
Park and pool. And when we drove into town today, the pool was very busy over there.
Yes.
That's nice to see people out and about and doing things like that. And it was nice that it kept it up for so long.
Yes. It's been a long time. It's like pools are notorious for not making any money. So we are running into some hard times with the pool, but we're able to get it open this year.
Now, is there a good place to go fishing here in LaRue?
Well, I don't think you can fish very well in the Scioto. There may be somebody that does.
Yeah.
You see, I'm not a fisherman, so I can't.
I'm not much of one either, but I thought, well, maybe somebody will know. It's just, it's a very unique town, and we're doing a broadcast live here from Cooney's, very busy here on a Friday evening, but everybody's so polite and nice and kind, and that's something you don't see a whole lot of in the world today.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, in LaRue, does political party matter?
I don't think so.
Is there a Republican or a Democratic organization here?
No. I believe once in a while I've had, what do we call them when they're... we've had people in town who were on their committees, like for the Republicans or Democrats, mostly Republican. This used to be, I don't know whether it still is or not, was predominantly Republican.
Oh.
As most farm communities were.
They do tend to be.
Yeah.
How many people are on the council here?
Six.
And how are decisions made in the government?
It is run by council, and the majority is what gets it.
Now, do a lot of people run for council?
No.
No? So it's just...
Once I can get them on council, they'll run. But usually I have to appoint for an open spot a lot of times. But we've been fortunate that once I can get somebody started, they'll run again or want appointed again.
Has there ever been a controversial issue here in LaRue?
Yes. A few years back, we were trying to get a company to come in across the street, and there were some people opposed to it because they were afraid it put the grocery store out of business. But the council did vote to bring it in. Then our next problem was that there used to be a gas station and a farm equipment repair store. So we had problems with oils and contamination. So now I'm in the process of trying to work with a group to get some loan money to get it cleaned up.
So possibly some big things coming for LaRue here.
It could possibly, if we can ever get the soil straightened up.
So that's the big project in front of you at this particular point.
That's one of the projects.
What's been your favorite part of being mayor the last 25 years?
I guess just being aware of what's going on and being a part and trying to make something happen. And to me, there's not a lot of problem. The folks that have always been on council have always been pretty straightforward, and they have good judgment. And so a lot of times the things that we have decided have turned out well.
Is this a community where people know their neighbors, know their neighborhoods, know where their kids are?
To a certain extent. It's not like it used to be. It used to be that you knew everybody. But now we're kind of a community with a lot of, let's say, startup houses. If you're just getting married and you move in, there's a house you can live in and stay there for a while, then you're going to move on and try to find something better. And so with that in mind, then there's a lot of times that you may not know your neighbor because they may have just moved in and a little while moved out.
Are there a lot of empty homes in LaRue?
quite a few of them.
Oh, it's interesting. What is the average price of land here? Do you know?
Land? I don't know what the land sells for. I would guess. I've been told it may be 65 to 80 might be the best you'd get for a house, depending on the house.
That's not bad.
But no, it's not. That's why I think in some cases a young couple could probably find some place halfway decent to get started at.
Well, and also to be in a community where you do know people, and you can learn a lot of things in a smaller community. I think that you can't learn when the community's thousands of people.
I think we're still fortunate that you may not know everybody around you anymore, but it's still a place where your children can go outside and ride their bicycles up and down the street or sidewalk and be kind of assured that they're pretty safe. Nobody's going to come and grab them off.
Somebody was asking me today, Lightfoot, is there a Native American derivation to that?
No, there's no Native American at all. It's English.
English?
English.
So what do they say before we Anglo-Saxon it?
I don't know what they said.
I don't know. You know what? See, that I buy that about LaRue, though, because so many people say LaRue, but there's no Y in it.
That's right.
So in France, I imagine it is LaRue. Sean, didn't Nan Weir didn't she have some family from LaRue or something?
Oh, yeah, she did. No, she, I think it's her. Well, they was telling me about she has a house right up on 95.
She does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Nan, I think, says LaRue because that was her family name in some way, I think.
She may have been a LaRue.
I think she was a LaRue. Is that not right?
I believe so, yes. I think that's what her main name is.
Now, Terry, you said it's been a while since you've been over here to LaRue. Fun place to be.
Yeah, it's still pretty much the way I remember it, but yeah, it was always a great week. I think we came over on a Friday whenever I was here.
Happening Friday night. Now, Adam, have you ever been to LaRue?
I've been through it multiple times in my travels in the Marysville Prospect area. I've not been to Cooney's before, but it's a very, very friendly place. I've already bothered the barmaid for 2 refills on my Diet Coke, and she served them with a smile, so they don't mind if they
get dehydrated.
Well, you know me, I'm kind of addicted to the diet soda. And I do like aspartame. It's very, very good for you. And the Diet Coke is refreshing on a nice, warm summer evening. And it is LaRue.
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
Just getting confirmation from the gentleman who's been mayor of the village for a quarter of a century. Marvin, no relation to Gordon.
I took
the Carefree
either.
Highway over here. It was a nice trip. And again, very safe. I agree. I mean, that's what nice thing about a town the size of LaRue. There's things to do here. This place is popular every day, and there are other places to go. Roads are in good shape. You know, no parking meters, no parking lots, no meter maids. It's very, very safe, and you know, a little Mayberry certainly, but you appreciate that. We need more. You hear a lot of people say less Kardashians and more Mayberry, and I fully agree.
Yeah.
I've lived, when I worked in radio, I lived in towns with 4,000 or 5,000 people. It kind of brings me back. And radio when it's local is the best, and that's what it was built upon, and that's what's going to bring radio back. As a locally owned and operated and managed station, you can't beat the camaraderie.
No, you certainly cannot. Is there a city hall over here, Mayor? A town hall?
Well, we have a city building. It's when the new Elgin School was built, the council decided they wanted the modulars that went with the old school. And since their money came through the state, they had the opportunity at the first year to get rid of all their old buildings. So they tore down the school building that was here and left the modulars. And so that's ours now.
You know, I used to teach, I substitute taught at that school with the modulars. Elgin
West.
Here. Elgin West, yeah. Wasn't there a flood there not too long ago?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was awful.
It was.
I remember seeing
it was,
pictures
actually,
of that.
2013 was the last one. In fact, school, I think, was, I don't remember, it was gone. 2011 was the one definitely was in the building.
Yeah, I remember sitting, now they have fixed that problem, hopefully, since then.
Well, we've improved it.
Good.
This is one of the things that the Alliance, through the Village Council, have worked together to help, let's say, clean up the tile, try to get some things done that we found that if we can get rid of the surface water that's on the ground before the flood water comes in, then we're a lot better off. And we've had some high waters since the flood in December 13. And we've had no water in anybody's house.
Well, I was thinking earlier on this week that maybe there might be some flooding. I know LaRue and Prospect have a lot of flooding when the rains come down, the water rises.
It kind of gets us all. LaRue, Green Camp, Prospect, we're all on the river.
Yeah. It's, you know, I just heard the train, we're right here by the train tracks, which is where Cooney's is located here in LaRue. Barbershop here. What about things like pharmacies? Are there places you can go here in LaRue? No.
There's no implement stores here left.
Is there any, when you get ill, medical facilities or?
Marion or Kenton's probably the closest.
Wow. So that can, when there's an emergency, there's a little bit of a ride.
When there's emergency, if it becomes very serious.
I can imagine. Was there ever a hospital here?
No, but there was. We used to have a doctor in town, and I think the last one. Dr. Dietrich was the one who was in town when I was young, and he was here for several years. I can't tell you the exact number. And then we had another doctor move in on the corner up here where the bank drive-in is at. That building obviously is not there. And he finally left, and I think he was the last doctor. Smith Clinic tried to put a kind of like a satellite place over here, and that lasted only several months, because if you've got to go to the doctor, I think most people are going to see that they're going to go to their family doctor. They're not going to go to somebody different, unless I'm laying home dying and anybody can come and help.
Anybody can come help at that point, that is for sure. Is there still a lot of farming done over here in LaRue?
Yes, there's quite a... It's a farming area.
What is farmed over here mostly?
What is farmed? Corn and soybeans. Wheat. That's about it. A lot of corn. Because you've got the big mill up here on 309 that feeds the egg farm, the Trillium farm, and you have the Poets over there. It takes corn to make ethanol. And I know that probably most of these fellows, farmers, go to those two. And I'm sure there are some that still stand by the old landmark, because that's who they've always gone to.
Now, there was another restaurant in town, I heard, but it burned down in the last few years, last 10 years maybe.
That I don't remember.
I'm sorry.
Not that recent. There used to be another restaurant in town that it just kind of went out of business. I mean, the lady that and her husband ran it were successful, I assume. And then when they decided they were done with it, it went through a couple different hands and eventually just folded up.
Now, when you come into Cooney's, what is your favorite thing to eat?
Probably hamburger.
Have a good hamburger here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
I don't come in here that often, because I live about two blocks away, right down the street.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, why go up there when I've got a kitchen?
Two blocks away. So everything, this is the town center. This is
the town center.
This is where it all happens.
You bet.
Yeah. What are the grocery store that's here, antique shops, what are those places like for people who are not from LaRue? Nice, homey places,
yes,
affordable places?
Right, I would say that.
Yeah.
And the grocery is pretty well known, even in Marion, for meat.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Why is the meat so good there?
I guess it's just because of who his supplier is.
There's a good supplier.
But
then
it's always been that way. No matter how long, who's owned it, they've always been able to have a good meat counter.
That's good.
I guess they just, over the years, have prided themselves on it.
Now, do we have a break coming up here at the top of the hour? What time do we have at the station?
We're at 7:59.
7:59. Would you have a proclamation that the mayor has so kindly agreed to give us today?
Okay.
You have the floor, Mayor.
Okay, whereas WWGH Radio 107.1 FM will be at Cooney's Restaurant on June 15th, 2018 from 7 to 9 p.m. Now, therefore, I'm Merton Lightfoot, Mayor of the Village of LaRue, do hereby proclaim June 15th, 2018, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM Day in LaRue. Give it under my hand the seal of the Village of LaRue. This is the fourth day of June in the year of our Lord 2018 and in the independence of the United States. Signed, Merton Lightfoot. Mayor,
thank you so much. Now, that didn't get hung up in the council, did it?
No, it didn't.
Nobody said,
we know. Went right on through.
Went right on through. That was a quick piece of legislation.
On June 4th. So they must have been in good humor.
So we get an honorary cow spot in the cow race tomorrow? See, that won't pass through. That won't pass through quite as quick.
No, it won't pass that quick.
Well, Mayor, I thank you so much for coming down. Thank you so much for the proclamation. And it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Well, it's been a pleasure for me.
We are going to take a break, and we're going to come back in 10 minutes with more from Cooney's here in LaRue, Ohio.